research that I looked into, I looked into a lawyer who did most of his legal work in the very late 19th, early 20th century. A typical lawsuit at a very local level, for example, would be some farmers in and around the area of a mining smelter. And smelters use processes by which they break down the minerals to get rid of the rock they don't need and get to the iron ore or whatever they're looking for, zinc or what have you. And whatever is then sort of the byproduct of that is often all kinds of smoke that would go through the smokestack and then therefore be spread throughout the general community. And it would land on livestock, land on the hay and grass that livestock would eat, land on the people themselves, indeed a severe health hazard and certainly damaging to the economic health of the farmers. So farmers in the late 19th, early 20th century began to sue mining companies. And in the late 19th, early 20th century weren't always very successful because the guiding philosophy during that period was laissez-faire, free market enterprise, very limited regulation on mining or of any industry for that matter across the board. So very difficult to prove that you were actually damaged in some way. It was a high burden for the plaintiff to have to overcome the way the law was interpreted. If the mining company was there first and you came and built your farm second, then tough. That's just the way it was. Also, just because the stream that was being polluted was upstream and you were downstream, they had their property. Property rights were supreme. They could put whatever they wanted into their stream on their property. And just because it happened to flow into your property didn't mean much as far as the law interpreted. But over time, as some judges began to realize that indeed mining companies had some responsibility to provide new technology to try to lessen the amount of smoke or other types of pollutants, you began to see in the reform era in the late 1890s into about the first two decades of the 20th century, you had a huge period of historical reform, government legislation regulating everything from the meat industry to food and drugs to working conditions, a whole range of legislation passed during the President Roosevelt administration. And one of the things that happened was that was a conservation movement, and also you began to see laws regulating natural forests and forest land. The Forest Service was created during that period. And you begin to see court rulings in favor of plaintiffs suing for pollution damage at that point.